another type of subject that Turner often painted in the privacy of his studio were sea studies, marine sketches. So we have a room of those. They're very striking and remarkable things. And perhaps they're slightly different from the landscape subjects because they may be a kind of halfway house between outdoor and studio, because quite a lot of them, I think, might have been painted in a window, that being the window of his housekeeper, friend and companion late in life, Mrs. Booth in Margate, who had a lodging house overlooking pier and the beach at Margate, and she had a bow window. It provided wonderful views right along the length of the beach and out across the water. One can easily imagine Turner sitting there in that window and watching the tide come in and go out and watching the weather change, the wind getting up and the waves beating on the beach, sometimes calm, sometimes stormy and rough. And he spent a lot of time in Margate in the 1830s and 40s and using Mrs. Booth's house as a base. Of course, he would go for long walks along the beach and bring back impressions and then probably paint them up indoors. And so perhaps they're a little closer to the motif than some of the landscape studies, which were completely studio works. But they're fascinating because they boil down the subjects of a painting to the purely elemental sea and the sky in its changing conditions of weather and light. He said that the Isle of Thanet, where of course Margate is, had the finest skies in Europe, but looking at some of these oils, I think he probably thought the same thing about the sea as well, that it had some of the finest waves in Europe that at least you could enjoy from the safety of the beach.